It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-1 victory over Prestatyn. Andy, great way to start a new month.
Fantastic. You know, it's there's not many teams, I think, in this league that would have won that game tonight. They might have drawn it, but the way Prestatyn played and the way their energy and their desire to get something out of the game, there's not many teams that would have stopped them tonight. We stopped them and found a way to win. So absolutely delighted. Can we be better? Yes, of course we can. Can we show a little bit more courage in possession of the ball? Yeah, we can. And that's something we're going to look at next week when we do some video analysis, because, you know, there's too many times where opposition are quite comfy to go and put 7-8 players into our box, and then you've got to punish them. You've got to punish them and make sure that when you win that ball back on the next phase of the attack, they're thinking, hang on, maybe we'll put 5 in this time because they're going to counter and hurt us. But why you're not hurting them? Why you just keep kicking the ball to nobody and don't show a bit of quality and step forward with the ball, which we did better at Barry, you know, it's going to be hard. I totally understand that the emotions of the game in the last 10 minutes when you're winning are to defend deep and look after the ball. But, you know, we can make these nights a lot easier for ourselves if we could just make the right decision and the right set ball. You know, too many times we look to set a ball that could be some quality going forward, and we set the ball 10 yards too deep. So then the player's going back towards his own goal and then has to, you know, and that's got to be better than that. Started fantastic again, which we do every game. We start at a pace, we start on the front foot, and, you know, we should have been 2-0 up in the first 10-12 minutes. You know, great chances, hit the post, and, you know, Ryan's clean through. If he gets the ball across, Matty's got a tap in. But, you know, we didn't score them. And then, you know, like I say, great credit again to Prestatyn, because, you know, I thought every one of them to a man was outstanding tonight. You know, yes, do they roll around on the floor screaming and crying for, you know, it's something that creeps into the game. And, you know, you can call me old school, but there's no way I ever would stay down on the floor holding my face if I wasn't hurt. I'd be too embarrassed. I couldn't go and look my father in the eye after a game. I couldn't look my brother. I couldn't look people in the eye afterwards. If I had feigned an injury and stayed down holding my face and then stood up and there's nothing on me, I'd be embarrassed. But, you know, that probably is, you know, me speaking as an old school centre half, because the game's changed, you know, and that was probably the only thing tonight that kind of got under my skin a little bit, was just some blatant cheating to try and get people booked and sent off, and there's no place for it in the game. The referee was perfectly aware of it, but it's a difficult one for him. He sees a player go down on the ground and he thinks, is he injured, is he not, you know? But if 30 seconds later Nicky jumps up and he's slapping and then going back in and heading the ball, I think it's really poor.
You talk about that one bit of quality when we did need it. Today we got it through Michael Bukari when he came on in the second half. He won the flick on the halfway line and then went on to round the keeper and score from 35 yards. A good bit of quality to make the most of one of those breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, is it coincidence that he's trained incredibly well the last 2 or 3 training sessions? Enough to catch my eye, enough for me to think to put him onto the pitch tonight. You know, it is, because that's the way he's been in training. That's the way he's gone about his stuff. Everything he's done is but had an intensity and aggression to it. And he's shown me that he wants to be part of the group. He comes on tonight, and it isn't coincidence that you score. You know, you get back what you put into football. However hard you work, you get the rewards for that hard work. And tonight he got the goal. And it's a great start to the month. You know, we've got a really tough month coming up, Nick. You know, we've got Bala, Cardiff Met, Bangor. We've got TNS in the Cup. You know, but it'll be on the back of a fantastic month last month. You know, I think we're the only team in the Welsh Premier League that played 6 games last month. We're the only team that won 4 games last month and drew 2. So that means we're 6 games unbeaten. So it'll be really interesting when they do the awards this month for, you know, not manager of the month, for the team of the month. It'll be interesting, you know, who gets it. Because I believe they do nominations now. Is it 3 or 4? So
I believe so, yeah.
I surely would think we'd be in one of them, wouldn't you?
Yes, well, Ryan Wignall was named in those shortlists this past week, but it was good to see Kai Edwards. Obviously, there was the battle of the four brothers today, and he came out on top with his great header in the second half as well.
Yeah, it was a good set play into a great area, you know. And you know, I don't think it's really him coming out on top, because I thought all three of his brothers were fantastic tonight. You know, with their energy and their desire and their work rate and their aggression as well, was terrific. You know, but it's, like I say, you know, we're joint top of the league tonight, and it isn't coincidence that we keep getting results. You know, Connors Key do something right, And when we improve those areas with the ball, when we show a little bit more productivity in possession, you know, those results will come a little bit easier. Because I just still think there's a lot more to come from us, and you know, I think it'll be a week next week for video analysis without a shadow of doubt. You know, because you can go through training sessions, you can show people in phases of play, but I think video sometimes, you know, tells the story really. And I think, you know, I can show the lads things next week where they might just say, yeah, you're right, you know, I could have shown a little bit more quality there, I could have been braver, you know, my decision making was poor there, I could have gone forward instead of going backwards. And but you know, it's a fabulous night, because on a night like tonight, you know, it's made for football and that kind of atmosphere. And you know, and I thought it was a terrific game of football. Yeah, it was kind of like the Alamo last 10 minutes, you know, 4, 5, 6 corners, and fantastic, you know. And I'd have loved to have been in there in the 6-yard box, heading all those balls out of the box, have been right up my street. But the lads did fantastic, and you know, and we're joint top of the league, so you know, we're doing a lot of things right, Nick.
And a week today, we go to Bala, you know, exactly the type of challenge you're going to get at Bala from Colin Caton and his team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're I think that's 4 wins on the spin for them, so you know, they've come through their little hiccup, and but only doing, Nick, what's expected of them. You know, it's not like they're coming, you know, into a position in the league where they shouldn't be, you know, with the squad they've got and how long they've been together and the quality that they've got. You know, they were never ever going to be out of that top 4 or 5 for very long. You know, they're a strong outfit, and you know, and we'll go there and we'll go there positive, because you know, they've not beat us in 6 efforts now. I think we've won 3 and drawn 3 of the last 6 games, so you know, we've got nothing to worry about them. You know, they'll have a lot to worry about us come next weekend.